today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What is the most important time of the day for you? When you consider the time in the day and the things you have to get done, I would say morning is the most important time of the day for myself. Morning is the beginning of a new day. You want to start it like you want to finish. How do you do this? God designed our brains to have the capacity to change and grow. Our brains are neuroplastic, and each morning, through a process called neurogenesis, we have the ability to generate new nerve cells. You have the ability to rewire your brain in the direction it was originally designed to go. But if you're not aware of this, you will not do so. Take advantage of every opportunity that is given to you. Each morning you have the opportunity to attach new positive thoughts to those new cells and begin to act on them. You have the power to direct and set the tone for your day starting each morning. Here's how David did it. In Psalms chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, it is written, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King, my God. For to you will I pray. My voice you will hear in the morning, and I will look up." This Psalm of David gives us insight into how Israel's greatest king started his day. From this psalm, we see that morning was the most important time of the day for him. God went on to say that David was a man after his own heart. This should serve as a guide for you and I. David was aware of the importance of starting the day with God on his mind and in his heart. I'm sure you can recall David's victories and pitfalls, but one thing that stayed constant was his morning time spent with God. Each morning, like David, you and I can attach new God-given thoughts to those new nerve cells and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us to live the greatest life. It's available to you and anyone who wants to live a life of obedience. Now that you are aware that you can control the kind of day you will have, what will you do with these new nerve cells? Will you attach negative thoughts? Will you attach a can't-do attitude or a woe-is-me attitude to those nerve cells? In Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, it is written, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Each morning, we experience the compassion of God in his mercies. What are you attaching to your new nerve cells each morning? Righteousness or unrighteousness? Godly or worldly thoughts? The choice is yours. It's within your power. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.